It's Emma, and today I'm chatting with another Emma, Emma Tower from the Brailsford First Responders. They've just been awarded a grant of £10,000 from the Big Lottery Fund Awards for All. Well, thanks for joining us, Emma. Can you tell us a bit about the First Responders?
So basically, First Responders are all volunteer people from the local area, Brailsford and District. And what it is, we go out when an ambulance to a 999 call for a heart attack or cardiac arrest. When the ambulance is not in the vicinity, like Ashbourne, or the next closest one to Brailsford would be Micklover. So if they're not on station, we'll get called. We'll get a phone call when we've logged on to say, can you do such and such job, or an escalating text message. We'll go out and then we'll just basically fill the gap briefly, treat the patient, start with them, reassure the patient, reassure the family, and be like first ones in, last ones out.
So what exactly does a first responder do then when they arrive then? Are they actually offering medical help?
Yes. We're trained up to basic life support. So some of the equipment is a defibrillator to shut the patient's heart back into a normal rhythm when they're in cardiac arrest. We also give oxygen therapy. We don't do drugs at the moment because that's for another level, because there's two levels at the minute through East Midland Ambulance Service as responders. So we're trained as a level two and the next lot up a level three. So that expands our broad brace training. So we go to more calls.
Now, this funding that you've just received, what's that actually going to be used for?
Well, I've spent some of the money. One I've mentioned, we're getting two new defibrillators for the group. Like I said, that's to recharge the person's heart when they're in cardiac arrest, as long as it's a shockable rhythm. It's just like, basically the heart goes into like a jelly bean quiver status, and what we do is we stick the pads on the patient, follow the instructions that the defib tells you to do, you press the button. It's basically like when you switch your computer on and off, you just switch it on and off on the heart and then it just reboots really quickly. I know it looks scary. It does. You think it's scary, but it's not. It does actually work. And then you end up getting the patient coming back round and thinking, what the hell has just happened? So it does work, as long as you put in the resuscitation in as well, because that's always vital. If people learn resuscitation, it's amazing what can happen as soon as you get somebody's heartbeat back. It's amazing, because then they hopefully can go on and make a full recovery and survive.
Yeah. Now, people, if they want to support the work of the first responders, how can they help?
Well, two ways. They can actually join the group as a non-responder, and they can join the part of a fundraising committee and go out to schools and old folks' homes and that, and just point, you know, working in the community and say what we do. And then when we get going in the summertime, we'll go out to local shows like the Brailsford and the District ploughing match and garden fates and what have you, and just promote the group there. So we'll sort of like put a presence in and show what we do.
Yeah, so are you looking for more people to take an active role as a first responder as well then, or is it just sort of more the fundraising side at the moment?
Well, both. So yeah. You've got a choice of, it's basically, as well as being an active responder, we'll give you another job in the group as well. So yes, we do need more members. At the moment we've only got six on board and two of us are waiting for training. But yeah. Until you can drive, you can't do a lot at the minute. But so I get lifts around for meetings and things at the minute.
Yeah, so how old do people have to be then to get involved with the first responders?
The lower age is 18 with a full UK driving licence, but they'll take you if you've just passed. And then there's no upper age limit, so you could be over 65, still drive, that's not a problem. And basic training will be done by the ambulance service. But if you've got a first aid certificate that's a little bit out of date and you're a bit rusty, that doesn't matter. It's an advantage any road.
So if people are interested, how do they get in touch with the group?
You can get in touch with me personally on this mobile number that you've got, 07841 678 349, or even on my home telephone number, 01325 344 959. And there's also a Twitter page, and that's Brailsford and District Responders.